you, Brother Casey. We love you, God, and we thank you for life, health, and strength. Now, God, as we expound upon your word, speak through us. As John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You've been good to us, God. We know that we're not immune to the temptations of life. And just keep reminding us of how you feel about us. Father God, protect us from the dead end road of the world. And keep our eyes on the eternal reward which is in you. Help us to practice patience, to practice delayed gratification, and sacrifice unto you, that we might experience the fullness of life that you have for us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Can everyone say amen again?
Amen.
Say amen. This time make the devil mad.
Amen.
We praise God for all of you today. Praise God for all of you who are watching online. And those who are watching around the world, we praise God for all of you. Today, as I said, we'll start our sermon series. Amen. But I have just one scripture that I will read this morning. Just one verse. Just a portion of what we're going to be dealing with today. Just wanted to pull this out to your attention. I don't want you to miss this. I need you to pay attention to this one scripture verse. If you get this in your spirit, then the world won't be able to take you by surprise.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The scripture comes from Matthew chapter 4, verse number 1. And this is the Christian Standard Version. And it just says this. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Can I read that again, Brother Percy? Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Amen. Look at somebody and say, to be tempted by the devil. Amen. Brother Percy, I want you to come up here. I want you to grab these two baskets. I want you to walk around the sanctuary. Everybody, you get a choice. You can grab one thing out of any basket you want. Amen. Whatever you want to get out of the basket, get out of the basket, but do not open it. Amen. Go for it. Amen. Amen. Children, adults, everybody. Everybody, we're just looking there. Whatever your heart desire, make it happen. Amen. Whatever you see, turn around. That's right. Don't look at Susan Angie. Don't forget about me. Hold on. Wait a minute. Amen. Let me get something. Amen. Amen. Go on around, Brother Percy. Go on around. Amen. 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 Those of you at home, I'm sorry. I can't tempt you right now. But those in the building, look at them salivating. They going. Ah. Ah. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. The ones on this side say, y'all take it too long. Hurry up. Hurry up. You're taking too long. Grab something. Grab something. Amen. Grab something. There you go. Amen. Amen. All right. He coming over here. He making his way. Okay. Y'all calm down. It'll be all right. He coming this way. Wait a minute. Brother Casey said, don't meet me. Miss me back here. Don't miss me back here. Amen. Amen. Now he on this side. I see the smiles under the mask. Look, their eyes got a little bit brighter. Finally, you're on our side. You're over here. Amen. Shoot. Somebody said, I shouldn't have sat in the front. I should have sat toward the back. Shoot. No, just one out of one basket, Sister Terry. Sister Terry talking about, Pastor, I missed one of the other baskets. Can I get something out of both baskets? No, just one. Amen. 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 Now you see how people get? You see how they get? Ooh, I saw somebody getting two. They got two. Somebody got two out of the basket. Amen. But they taking one to their mama now. Amen. 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 We almost there. We almost there. Look, Sister Tawana, I can't wait no longer. Got to get it now.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. However, you have a treat. Hold it up. Hold it up. Amen. Amen. You're holding it up. Don't it look good? Oh, and you come to me too? There it is. There it is. Hold it up. Hold it up. Now, you got it, but you can't eat it. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You got to wait. What the scripture say? Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Don't y'all call me the devil since I gave y'all this candy. Amen. Amen. You got this. Amen. And how many of you are feeling tempted? Amen. Especially those of us who've been starving all week long just for something, a little nourishment, anything. Anybody been like me? I don't care. I watched TV this week and it looked like every commercial was about food. Can I get a witness? Everything, it was from soup to pizzas to hamburgers to chicken nuggets to everything was tempting me. But it'll be over today at 6 o'clock. You made it this far. Don't let it. I know some people like, this might not make it to 6 o'clock. But if you can hold on, the Bible said Jesus was tempted by the devil. And then those of us who've been giving up all kinds of things, not just food, some gave up TV, amen. Some gave up social media, amen. Some gave up some other stuff in your life this week, amen, to make a sacrifice so you can build your relationship with God. Amen. For the next 6 hours, this won't be nothing. Look at somebody and say, I can make it. Look at that treat in your hand and say, the devil is alive. Amen. 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 So you just got to hold on to it. Amen. Amen. Today we begin our 6-week sermon series called From the Ashes. Embracing the full life of God. Tell somebody, embracing the full life of God. I'm tired of just living partially in the kingdom of God. I want to know everything that God has for me. I want it all. Anybody feel like that in the kingdom of God? I want it all. Amen. You go on vacation, you want it all, don't you? You go to the hotel, you want fresh towels, you want it all. Amen. You go to resort, you want it all. You go to a restaurant, you want it all. Amen. I'm no different when it comes to the kingdom of God. I want to embrace the full life of God. If Jesus said I can have life and have it more abundantly, guess what? I want to experience an abundant life. Abundance does not include disaster. Abundance does not include despondency. It does not include depression. It's not saying these things won't happen, but if I'm experiencing an abundant life, I learn how to overcome these things. Our lives sometimes feel like they're a disappointment. Sometimes they feel like just a pile of ashes. We can be broken. We can be shattered. We can be destroyed. However, the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is that we can experience a new life. Our lives, no matter how bad before, are never irredeemable. They always can be redeemed. Amen? Said another way, you're not broken beyond repair. I don't care how deep you go. Look at somebody and tell them, God can get you. I need to help somebody right here. I need to help somebody right here. No matter how bad it is, God can still step in. I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if you end up in hell itself. God can still touch you and bring you back to full life. Wish I had time to talk about that one. In and through Christ, we can rise above the ashes and experience abundant life. But this is not a series just for those who have been broken. This is a series for everybody. Each week, we're going to look at one aspect of Christ's life and his ministry during his time on earth and what we can learn from Jesus to help us right now. Ain't that good? One thing I learn in business, if I want to know something better, I go to people who know better. Ah, y'all didn't hit that. I just missed somebody. I can't do better unless I know better. Amen. So if I want to know better in the kingdom of God, what better person to look to than the Jesus? Huh? And if I look how he overcome and how he live in the kingdom, then I can replicate that. And we are called Christians, aren't we? What are Christians? Little crisis. Amen. 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 We want to be Christ-like. Amen. So if I'm going to be a Christian, then I need to be like Christ. Amen. Amen. We begin this week with a conversation about temptation. It's a hard place to start. But that's where we're starting at today. Temptation. The desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. A thing or course of action that attracts or tempts someone. We may not know exactly what the definition is, but we know what it is when we see it. We know what it is when we feel it. Hello, 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 hello. We know what temptation is about. Amen. In our spirit, temptation just leaps in our spirit. In our spirit leaps up when we're being tempted. In our spirit jumps up when it's being tempted. In our spirit, that way, y'all know y'all seen it before. You see the angel on one shoulder? And you see the devil on the other shoulder. You got the angel over here, the devil over here, and the angel talking, don't you do it. You know better than that. You know, stay good with God. Then the devil, don't pay them no attention, you know, because over here, you're going to have fun. It's going to be good for you. You know you want to do it. You might as well just let yourself go. Which side are we going with today? With that treat sitting next to you. The devil or the angel saying you can make, hold on. See what the end's going to be. Watch what God does for you. Did you know that immediately preceding the start of Jesus' ministry, he experienced 40 days of temptation? While resisting the temptation of free treats today might be a little difficult, but can you imagine being persistently badgered, amen, for 40 days being tempted by the devil? Ooh. Can you imagine that what Jesus went through for 40 days, what it felt like, what it looked like, what it must have been like to endure? And yet that's exactly the scenario God wants us to see today, that Jesus overcame temptation. Look at somebody and tell them, if Jesus did it, say you can do it. Now make it personal. Say, I can do it. There it is right there. We begin to look at this season of Jesus' life and how we can learn from him and the fortitude that he showed us as our Lord and Savior. First and foremost today, we all need to acknowledge that temptation should be expected in our lives. We all experience temptation each and every day. No one is immune from the desires to have things or do things that do not align with the way of Christ. Can I see the hands? Anybody been tempted? Amen. We all have been tempted. The Bible said we all have been tempted. There's no temptation that befall upon man, which is not common unto man. But then he said, but God is faithful. God is faithful that he will give you a way of escape. So he's letting us know, he's acknowledging, you're going to be tempted. You're going to be, don't play with me right now. You're going to be tempted. Ain't nothing wrong with being tempted. Huh? The thing is, can you resist temptation? Can you move life forward without falling in to the temptation? It's going to be there, but can you overcome it? Heard somebody say, you know what? People who are in AA, Alcoholic Anonymous, they learn how to resist temptation of alcohol. Amen. And they said, walking by a liquor store, does that make you fall into temptation? No. Will it make you be tempted? Yes. Going in the liquor store, do you fall into temptation? No. But can you? Yes. Holding the bottle in your hand, is that tempting? Yes. But did you fall? No. Is that being tempted? Yes. Is it falling into temptation? Not yet. Until I get to the point of consumption, I'm being tempted. But as long as I don't consume, I can bring it all the way to the lip, put it back down, and I beat temptation. Huh? That's how the devil gets us. He gets us to the point where we can think, I can handle it. I can go by the store. I can handle it. I can go in the store. I can handle it. I can pick up the bottle. I can handle it. I can take the cap off. I can handle it. I can tip it up. But the devil know that 80% of us, if we tip, we're going to drink. So here's why I say, find a way of escape. When you're walking by the store, walk on by. Walk on by. But David told us to run from temptation. Run from it. Joseph ran, left his clothes behind. Might have been naked, but he ran. Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of that young man. Bible said he was handsome too. She wanted that young man. Told him to come here. And he's like, no, I got to go. Started running. She pulled on him, pulled his clothes right off. But he kept running. We got to learn how to run. Temptation comes in many forms. And in many ways, it can seem innocent at first. Sneaking some social media time while you at work. You're supposed to be working on data and you're watching Facebook. Pastor gone past that one. Binging a show on Netflix when you should be doing something else. Oh, I know it's income tax season. Changing a few zeros on the tax return so it'll look better on the other side. In the eyes of many, these don't seem like a huge problem. But how many of you know it's the little foxes that spoils the vine? And believe me when I say that the temptations and desires behind these actions can grow into bigger problems. Can I get a witness? Yeah. This can lead to things that we would all agree would become devastating. What's devastating? What happens? Broken marriages, ruined relationships, careers in the toilet, amen, ministries closing down, and the list can go on and on and on. It does us no good to pretend like we are immune to temptation or to things that we can handle or to think that we can handle things on our own. Look at somebody and tell them you need the help of the Lord. Look at John, 1 John 1 and 8 says this. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive who? Ourselves. And the truth, oh Lord Jesus, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. That's deep. That's deep. If we claim, I'm fine. You ever heard that? Hey, I'm fine. You know you ain't fine. All hell breaking loose behind that mask. But how many of you know, I don't care what's going on behind the mask, it's going to show through the eyes. You can tell me everything's fine all day, but I look at the soul. Because the eyes is the windows to the soul. Amen. So if we say this, we call out, we deceiving ourselves, the truth ain't in us, and we making God to be a liar. Because the Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short, my God, of the glory of God. Today we can begin by confessing and acknowledging that we all have to deal with temptation in our lives, and that there are times when we follow temptation down the path that neither Christ wants us to do, that is neither honoring to our spirit or to God above. Amen. So how do we manage it? How do we manage temptation? How do we respond to temptation? How do we model the fruit and the endurance of Jesus Christ? How do we do that? Well, number one, it begins with your identity. Do you know who you are? Tell everybody, strap in now. Do you know who you are? Do you know? Do you actually know who you are? If we look at the temptation of Christ in Matthew, we need to talk about the event that happened while he was being tempted and right before he was being tempted. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by who? John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all the righteousness. Some scripture says to fulfill all the prophecies of the Old Testament. Then John, we got to understand, don't move yet. You got to understand, John the Baptist knew who Jesus was. While they were still in the womb, y'all go with me. While both of them were still in the womb, when Jesus was still inside Mary and John the Baptist was still inside Elizabeth, when Mary showed up, John the Baptist leaped. Spirit, no spirit. Trying to help you. And so now they're grown, and here comes Jesus to John the Baptist. He recognized greatness. Okay, he recognized who Jesus is. And he see Jesus, he like, oh, hold on, bruh. This can't go down. I know who you are. I need to be baptized by you. Jesus said no. He come into a position of humbleness. Say, I need to be baptized by you, my brother. And then John conceded. But listen what happened. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. That means he had to come up out of the water. And he wasn't sprinkled. I'm trying to help somebody. He wasn't sprayed. He didn't bend over. No. When he came up out of the, that means full submission. Amen. That's why I tell these brothers here, when you baptize somebody, make sure they go all the way under the water. Then bring them up. Amen. When he came up out of the water, at that moment, y'all see the activities going on here? At that moment, heaven was open. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning on him. And a voice from where? Oh, my God. Said, This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. Jesus ain't done nothing yet. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. He had just been baptized and God said, and I'm well pleased. He haven't done no miracles. He ain't opened up no blinded eyes. He ain't raised nobody from the dead. God already told the whole world, this is my son whom I love. And with him, I am. The baptism of Jesus is incredible. But for us today, I want us to focus on verse 17 where it says, this is my son whom I love. With him, I'm with. Listen, we got. Notice God didn't say, good, Jesus. Now go and fulfill your destiny on earth. He didn't say, this is my son. Watch out, Satan, because he come to destroy you. He come to take care of you and all your demons and to turn this world upside down. We've had enough of you. He didn't say that. No, he simply said, this is my son. And we know God loves his son and he is pleased with him. Amen. This is Christ's identity. He is the beloved son of the most high God, God Almighty. That's who he is. And when you know who you are and whose you are, when you know some things, when you just know, I'm getting there, I'm getting there, I'm getting there, I'm taking my time, I'm going to get there, I'm going to get there, get there, I'll get there, I'm going to get there. This is such a powerful reality that when Jesus is drawn into the wilderness, into our scripture today, the devil tries to call into question what? His identity and his position. Look at what he said in Matthew 4:3. The tempter came and said to him, if you are. If trying to get him off his game, trying to get him to deny who he is, trying to get him confused. For Jesus, the tempter said, if you're the son of God. For Eve, this is what he said. Did God really say? That's what he said to Eve. Did God really say? The devil always will distort the truth of God's word, to twist it in your mind and your spirit to get you off your game. For Jesus, he said it. For Eve, he said, did God, listen, what does the devil say to you in your life? Have he said this to anybody? If you really were a Christian, you wouldn't have done what you did. Has he said? If you really love God, you wouldn't be hating on folks like you do. If you was only more like your mama, your daddy, you might be all right in life. If you really were saved, why you suffering and ain't got no money? If you really love Jesus, why you unemployed? If you're really the Christian, why you got coronavirus? You say you love God, but look what's going on in your life. That's what he said. The questions the devil raised might be different for all of us. But the motive is always the same. The motive is to get us to doubt our identity and our position and to get us to doubt God and who he is and what he's all about. When dealing with temptation, always remember who you are and whose you are. You are a child, a beloved child of the Most High God. God Almighty. That's who you are. I don't care what you're going through, what you've been through. You are a beloved child of God. Now that I know my position, now I got to see some other things that the devil tried to trick me with. We all agree we got to deal with it. So let's look at, I'm going to look at three things. We're going to go home. How the devil would tempt us while we're in the wilderness. Number one, provision. Then the tempter approached him and said, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones, hello somebody, to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man must not live. Huh? On bread alone. But on every word. Proceed. Right now, church, I'm telling you, I ain't living on bread. I don't know if y'all seen how many drinks of water I done had. How many times I done leaned on this podium. I'm just being real with you. I'm being real with you. I'm being real with you. It's been all week. Amen. But this scripture is what brought me through. If I'm going to live, I can't just depend on food. There's a spiritual part of me that need to be fed. Have you ever been really hungry? My daughter said one time, Daddy, my stomach to my back. Y'all can't see her, but I see her. I will grant her to let her eat because she's expecting my grandchild. Any day now. So she got to keep her strength up. I mean, when I say any day, it can happen right now. Amen. 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 But you keep your strength, baby girl. I know you've been fasting on some other stuff because I know I want you to eat. I want to keep my baby healthy. Amen. Amen. You too. She would say, my stomach to my back. And he go, Dom, say this. Papa, you hungry? He won't say, I want something to eat. He just, Papa, you hungry? That's what I say, Papa, you hungry? I say, no, Dom, I'm not hungry. Well, my stomach say it's hungry. I just want three things. Chick-fil-A, chicken nuggets, waffle fry, and a white milkshake with a cherry on top. That's my son. And you know what Papa do? I go get him what he want. Even yesterday, that's what he want. And I had to go and get it and smell it in the car. And he back there. He back there throwing it back. But he said, Papa, in church tomorrow, you tell everybody it's Bible study. They need to study the Bible. We studying the Bible, son, right now. We studying the Bible right now so we can get past this. Amen. Amen. Some of us have engaged for six days and about 18 hours. Amen. A prayer and fasting. Can't wait till 6 p.m. when it's over. We've been fasting for this time. But the point I want to make is that Jesus must have been really hungry after 40. We just did it for 7. And I can tell you this right now. I ate so well last Sunday before 6. I didn't really feel it until Wednesday. Because I had enough stored in me. I'm just being real with y'all. I had enough stored in me for about 3 days. Amen. By the time Wednesday came, I felt it a little bit. Thursday, I started to really. Yesterday, Friday, Saturday, really felt it. But I was just on liquids. And that was cool. But I can tell you, substance has its proper place. Amen. 7 days. I can't imagine. I don't know. You know, the Bible said Jesus dealt with no food or water. Nothing at all for 40 days. At least I was able to have some water, some juice, a shake. Amen. That's liquid. As long as it just swallows down, that was good for me. Amen. 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 But for 40 days, can you imagine 40 days with no substance at all? Can you imagine 40 days that Jesus was on this journey in the wilderness and how cruel it was that Satan would come to him toward the end of the 40 days and start to test his identity? Listen, if you had honestly, now, you know, if you had the power to turn stones into bread or into a cheeseburger or into Chick-fil-A, you wouldn't have hesitated. Hmm? But aside from the bread, the cheeseburger, the Chick-fil-A, what's really going on? What's the underlying word here that we're trying to get to? Satan was trying to manipulate who you are. He was trying to manipulate the need Jesus had, the need for provision. It was food in Jesus' case, but in our case, the provision could be food, finances, clothes, home, to live, whatever it may be, can be our provision. And the devil will try to distort you and get you to do anything he wants you to do to try to get provisions. Lie, cheat, steal, amen, to get you to bypass God for your provision. But I got a few verses for you. Look here. Let's go to Philippians 4:19. And my God, Lord Jesus, come on, Paul. Come on, Paul. And my God, huh? Will meet all. I'm going King James on y'all. I don't like this. Let me go King James. And my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important or valuable than they? 23:1, Psalms. The Lord is what? My shepherd. And what? I shall not want. A good shepherd always takes care of his flock. A good father will always supply the need of his family and friends and kids. Amen. We got a good shepherd. We got a good God. His name is God Almighty. Sent his son Jesus to die so that we may have right to eternal life. I'm going to tell you this right now. God can be trusted. Can I get a witness? God can be trusted. And his word is what give us life. Huh? Not food. Not finances. Not relationships or things. During this season of fasting, we choose to go without to remind ourselves God is all we need. Can I get a witness? Number two, protection. I'm getting ready to go home. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, here we go again. What did he say? Trying to get him to deny who he is. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written. See, hold on. Since Jesus hit him with the word, he's going to let Jesus know, I know the word too. That's how the devil trick us. Because he'll throw some word our way. Won't he? He said, for it is written. It's true what he said. Amen. He will give his angels orders concerning you, and they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. But you got to hit word with a word. You can't fight the word with the word if you don't know the word. Can I get somebody real quick? Tell somebody you got to know the word. Jesus told him, it is also written, do not test. Put this down for a second. I can just do this one time. Some of us think we're so slick and say, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Amen. Some of us think we're so slick that we can tell God, you know what, God, I'm getting ready to do this, but I want you to forgive me now because I'm going to do it. You know me. Ain't that what we say? You know me. Then we hit him with, well, you made me. You know all about me. So you know I'm getting ready to do this. How many of you know that's a dangerous territory to be in? Don't tempt or test God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. He invited Jesus to test God's protection. Amen. But Jesus said we should not test God. But if we're honest, we all attempted to do some foolish stuff. Huh? Because we know God is a God of grace. And he can pick up the pieces of a bad decision. Why go through that? Don't do it. Yes, he will protect. Yes, he can work all things out for our good. Yes, he is omnipresent and nothing can derail his will in our life. But sometimes we need to just simply say no. You want to stay away from drugs? Say no. Amen. You want to stay away from the bottle? Say no. And when they try to take you out to the club and you know you get in trouble when you go, you know it's been proven. Every time you go to the club, you either don't remember what happened. You get turned up. Amen. You know all these things going on. You know you. You already know you. So just say no. I'm not going. Turn on some Hezekiah Walker. Turn on some Kurt Franklin. Get your dance and praise on in your own house. Lift up holy hands. Do the stump with Kurt Franklin, whatever you got to do. But just don't go to the club. Because you go to the club, you know, you start dropping it. Huh? Don't go. Just don't go. Just don't go. I don't care. Your girlfriend coming. Come on, girl. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to have a good time. No. I'm not going. I know me. I know me. I know what's going to happen. So I'm not going down there. I'm going to take a different route. I'm looking for my way of escape. My way of escape, Kurt Franklin. Hezekiah. Fred Hammond. John P. Put them on. Find something else. A way of escape. Amen. We got to just know how to say no. Find ourselves in dangerous situations. And how many of you know sometimes you can die in your sin? Because life is not promised to us. But here's what Psalms 46 and 1 say. God is our refuge and strength. And ever-present help when in trouble. Now, remember last week I talked about the different ways we get in trouble. Either God put us there, huh? Or we put ourselves there, or the world put us there. Don't matter how we get there, God is a present help in the time of trouble. Amen. But don't bring trouble on yourself. Hello? You ain't got to do that. No. The last thing I want to talk about is your position. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Number one, the devil is stupid. He took Jesus. He took Jesus to a very high mountain. He took Jesus who came from glory, which is above the mountains. Y'all ain't with me. Y'all ain't feeling this. And then showed Jesus his own creation. And then have the nerve to say to Jesus, I get, I give you all these things if you'll fall down. If this don't show you the stupidity of the devil, that the next time he come to attack you, just say, devil, you stupid. Tell him you stuck on stupid. You did this to Jesus? Lord mercy. Fall down and worship me. Then Jesus told him, y'all got to get this in your spirit. Because when the devil is stupid, you just got to tell stupid. Stupid is what stupid does, and stupid need to go away. Satan, go away. Didn't know, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then when you hit the devil with that, what'd he do? He got to go. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And Jesus resisted him every time. Then the devil left him. Then look what happened. The angels came and began to serve him. The third thing of the temptation is that the devil wanted him to worship. Satan wanted him to worship him. And if you serve the devil, he said, I will give you dominion over all the kingdoms of the world. This is where you have to know your Bible. God gave us dominion when he made Adam. You haven't lost your position in God. When God made Adam, he said, I give you dominion over the beast of the air, the beast of the field, fish in the sea. You have dominion over all this. You even have dominion over the devil. So why is the devil trying to show me what I've already got power of? You got to know your position. That you already have power. You got to know who you are and where you are. Amen. We must choose to worship God and him alone. And when I worship him and him alone, all things will be added unto me. As a brother, daughter of the Most High King, we will inherit an eternal kingdom and it cannot be shaken. Oftentimes we forget or look past the reality that we are, as believers, we already have power, but we get distracted by worldly gain. The best is still yet to come. Can I get a witness? When you feel tempted in this area, just keep telling yourself Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. When that snack started to get at you, or your belly started to growl like mine just did. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We got to understand that Jesus responded with scripture. You can't respond with the word if you don't know the word. You got to know the word. The word of God is powerful. How do you know that, Strayhorn? Well, let's look at Hebrews 4:12, and we're going to get ready to go home. For the word of God is a living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and the spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intention of the heart. If I know the word will protect me. I like to encourage you to commit your daily time in the word, making it a habit. Amen. You can start reading Proverbs. Amen. You can jump into a reading plan. They got plenty of them on your smartphone. But read at least two or three chapters or something if you want to just start in Matthew. If you do this at the end of the next 5 to 6 weeks, watch how the word will enrich you. How you do that? Well, you can give up your evening of TV sometime. Carve out some time for the word. You can cut out social media for a time. You can set your alarm 30 minutes earlier so you can study the word. Or you can read the word together with your family. There's many creative ways for you to spend time with Jesus. Jesus experiencing temptation is just a way to show us that we can be more than conquerors, no matter how we are tempted. So make no mistake, Bright Star. The devil ain't going to take a break for the next 6 weeks. Matter of fact, he's going to come after us harder because it's leading up to the resurrection. He don't want you to be strong in your faith. That's why he's hitting us the way he's hitting us, to distract us, to deter us, to derail us. But I'm telling you right now, God is faithful. But here's what I know. Here's what we should know. If scripture was sufficient for Jesus, then it's sufficient for us. Amen. Use the word of God. I dare you just start speaking word to folks who are coming up trying to get you to do stuff. They start to tell you bad things to do. You start hitting them with the word. Start say, hold on, let me open my Bible. I got something for you. Greater is he that is in me than you. My God shall supply all my needs, not you. You got to understand. You got to understand who you are. Use the word. Use the word. Use the word. No, wait a minute. I see you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. For the Lord is my shepherd. He will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We got to know how to fight the devil with the word of God. And then let the word take us to the next step and next level in our life. God bless all of you. Give the Lord a praise. Then I'm gonna take that.